Tonight on the Worldview Report, strange signs appear on major highways in New Jersey, warning the public about a potential terrorist event. Joe Biden appoints Kamala Harris to oversee the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. New York City Mayor Eric Adams unleashes another police robot on the public. Ukraine's president says he wants a female artist who has been accused of involvement in some of the most satanic and sadistic activities known to man, but yet he wants her to serve as ambassador to his country. And the House Financial Services Committee has marked up two bills to limit or stop the Federal Reserve's issuance of a central bank digital currency, or CBDC. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The Daily Mail reports that New Jersey has been accused of sparking terror fears and confusing residents with a new statewide See Something, Say Something roadway campaign. The campaign, which was launched September 1st in New Jersey, projects the eerie message, quote, suspect terrorism, end quote. This is on billboards along the state's major interstates, and it's telling drivers what to do if they suspect terrorist activities. The Daily Mail reports that, quote, although the messaging is from state officials, some of the thousands of drivers who pass the signs every day have become worried about what it might actually mean, end quote. Locals told the outlet that the signs, as well as confusing them, have made them question what's going on that we're not being told about. The signage, well, it's illuminated on the highways during rush hours. What they don't know is the source, nor apparently does the Daily Mail. Almost all electronic roadway signage, well, it comes out of a central traffic hub known as a traffic management center, or TMC. And in most cases, these hubs are, well, they're funded with federal highway dollars from the Federal Highway Administration. This is not coming from the state, as the Daily Mail falsely reported. There is a federal connection. So don't be surprised if you start seeing similar messages in other high-traffic areas. The campaign, well, it's going to run until February and include nearly 200 signs along major New Jersey highways. The New Jersey Department of Transportation Commissioner and New Jersey Turnpike Authority Chair said, quote, safety and security are everyone's responsibility, end quote. Well, some people, they were more suspicious about the campaign, and they wondered why it was suddenly targeting New Jersey. Laura Brunetti, who lives in New Jersey, told News Channel 12, quote, this has actually put me into a more cautious mode. Yes, I would say something if I saw something, but this makes me think that there's an underlying thing going on that's not public yet, end quote. One person wrote on social media, quote, what do they know that we don't know, end quote. And another asked, quote, wonder why they thought this was necessary, end quote. Zero Hedge reports that the Biden regime announced late last week that Vice President Kamala Harris will oversee the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Harris has been tasked with the mission of reducing gun violence. This is a mission even a competent politician has zero ability to pull off. But Kamala Harris? I mean, is this a joke? Or is it just another way of poking a stick in the eye of conservative Americans? Harris will reportedly be in charge of enforcing current laws and collaborating with local officials to push anti-gun measures at the state level. You can bet this will further include the harassment of independent gun stores and firearm manufacturers. Here's what the office said, quote, with this new office, we will use the full power of the federal government to strengthen the coalition of survivors and advocates and students and teachers and elected leaders to save lives and fight for the right of all people to be safe from fear and to be able to live a life where they understand that they are supported in that desire and that right, end quote. And then Kamala said, quote, because you marched, organized, and voted, we passed the most significant gun safety legislation in 30 years. But let's be clear. We have more work to do. Today, I'm proud to share that I will oversee the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, end quote. And then Kamala Harris posted to X, formerly known as Twitter. Here's a video of Kamala in all her clownish glory.
Hey, everybody. So I have some big news to share. We are announcing the creation of the first ever White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. And we are doing this work in large part because of the activism, the organizing, the marching, the voting of all of you leaders, be it students, parents, teachers, community leaders, who understand that living free from gun violence should be a right. So we're going to work on this together. We're going to continue to fight for reasonable gun safety laws and for the ability of all people to live their best lives. Free from fear, free from violence. Thank you for all that you have done and continue to do.
Cointelegraph reports that on September 20th, the United States House Financial Services Committee marked up two bills to limit or stop the Federal Reserve's issuance of a central bank digital currency, or CBDC. One of the bills would stop the Federal Reserve from running any test programs on CBDCs without congressional approval, while the other would stop federal banks from using CBDCs for some services and products. The principal political adversaries to a digital dollar are heavyweights, such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who have thrown their hats into the ring to become president a year from this November. In July, DeSantis said that CBDCs would never happen under his administration, citing concerns over consumers losing power over their own money. Kennedy, on the other hand, a known proponent of Bitcoin, is rallying against the digital dollar as it will, quote, vastly magnify the government's power to suffocate dissent by cutting off access to funds with a keystroke, end quote. In May, Cointelegraph reported that, according to its own research, more than 130 countries were at some stage of research into a central bank digital currency, and only 8 had rejected the idea outright. These countries are diverse, from France and Switzerland to Haiti and others. A CBDC, well, it would mean that the Federal Reserve would effectively oversee all the bank transactions in the country. And there would be no alternative. And having everything under one roof means one mistake or one failure would affect everyone, rather than be limited to maybe one bank, for instance. But perhaps the biggest argument against a CBDC is that having a central institution overseeing a currency is the very thing crypto was designed to avoid. In March of 2022, Joe Biden said his regime would, quote, place the highest urgency on research and development efforts into the potential design and deployment options of a United States CBDC, end quote. Political opponents, well, they have cited invasion of privacy and that a CBDC would just be another form of government control. DeSantis, well, he came out with an Orwellian prediction of the government stopping its citizens from buying fossil fuels or firearms if a CBDC were in place and cash was eventually phased out. New York City continues to expand its use of robotics and artificial intelligence to police the city, the latest being a strange-looking 400-pound robot that is being commissioned to patrol the Times Square subway. Mayor Eric Adams praised the robot, saying, quote, this is below minimum wage. No bathroom breaks, no meal breaks, end quote. According to the New York Times, its official name is K5. And its California-based marketer, Nightscope, describes it as a, quote, fully autonomous outdoor security robot, end quote. And it's currently used in hospitals, malls, airports, warehouses, and casinos. It will soon be deployed in the Times Square subway station, which is the city's busiest underground transit hub, according to the Times. The robot, armed with four cameras, will record video, but reportedly not audio. It will not employ facial recognition, or so they say. And at a moment when the mayor is calling for vital city agencies to slash 5% of their budgets, the cost of leasing, well, it averages out to be about $9 per hour. According to the Times, citing Nightscope, the K5 can serve as a, quote, physical deterrence, end quote. It is weatherproof, travels at a top speed of 3 miles per hour, and can provide 360-degree recording in high definition. It can also bark audio messages at the public. When a button is pressed to call for assistance, the robot issues a series of beeps and then says, quote, this call may be recorded for your safety, end quote. It will connect to the Wi-Fi network in the subway. And the robot, well, it was put into service on Saturday, September 23rd. And we'll start mapping the station at Times Square for 2 weeks. The New York Times added, quote, it will be accompanied by a human officer from midnight to 6 a.m. to introduce K5 to the public. There will be docks where K5 can recharge, end quote. Albert Fox Kahn, the executive director of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, a privacy and civil rights group, blasted Adams' decision to introduce this robot into the city, stating, quote, if the mayor thinks that there aren't enough cameras in Times Square, then he's more out of touch than I realized. It's more surveillance theater. This is a mayor who doubles down on public relations stunts rather than public safety. Any chance he gets, end quote. Just a few weeks ago, New York City police launched security drones to surveil people's private residence, and they did this on Labor Day. Remember when we reported that? In April, Adams and the NYPD unveiled several new robot police to monitor the streets, track crime, and with one robot actually having the capability to fire projectiles. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for being with us. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by you. So thank you again to all of you that support us through our WVW Foundation. Thank you again to all of you that do support us. And if you don't, would you please consider doing so? You can make a contribution of any size at wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. We push out all of this programming, Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, Worldview Report Sunday, Worldview Weekend Hour, Worldview Financial Report. All of these shows we push out free of charge, plus all the shows that I sponsor and produce, like that of Trevor Loudon as well as the New American Report. That's a TV show, The New American Report, by the folks at The New American. We're one of the producers of that show. We carry Dr. Rob Lindstedt's show, Andy Woods. You'll find all these shows on my channel, worldviewtube.com. Worldviewtube.com. They're all free. Now, it costs us thousands of dollars a month in IT because we have this IT department, and those guys are the ones that keep everything running. We have producers that upload these shows onto the site and make sure everything runs like it should. We have the bandwidth alone, which is many thousands of dollars, to push out free programming. So if you appreciate all we're doing, we appreciate your support at WVWFoundation.com. Let me also mention the Wellness Center. This is a medical emergency kit. I've obtained four of these for my family. You guys know I'm big on trying to alert my audience to the things that I'm doing to prepare should there be a disruption in critical infrastructure. And so I would maybe consider doing that if I were you. If you want more information on the medical emergency kit, which has been produced by Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe with ivermectin, amoxicillin, antibiotics of all kinds, you'll find more information on this at twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon for more information. Again, it's something I've obtained for my family, four of them, because should there be an interruption in just-in-time inventory, I want to make sure I have critical meds on hand. We've had a lot of news lately about the wide-open U.S. border and how that's being exploited by, well, the Chinese, Islamic terrorists, and just plain criminals. But the U.S. is not the only nation being destroyed by treasonous leaders who refuse to protect borders and boundaries. The UK is being equally overrun, and so is France and Germany and Sweden and the Netherlands. Basically, all of Western Europe. RE/MAX News reported on the situation in France. Last year, 69% of violent robberies and other violent crimes, including sexual assaults on public transport in the greater Paris region, were perpetrated by foreign nationals. That's according to the annual figures of the SSMSI, which is the Bureau of the French Ministry of Interior. Well, looking closer at the data, it's revealed that African migrants alone are responsible for 52% of such crimes, while only representing 3.2% of the population of France. That's shocking. That's revealing. Last week, I interviewed Alex Newman, who spent some time being raised in parts of Africa, and he was in school there. He said, the population is brainwashed to hate America. So any shock that Africans are coming to America or to the West and then acting in violent ways, Alex says they, again, have been propagandized and brainwashed to hate the West. This, again, is a planned invasion to bring down these Western countries. Now, regarding crimes specific to public transport, the situation, well, it has not changed substantially over the years. In fact, the last time RE/MAX News reported on such data was in 2020. 69% of sexual assaults were committed by foreigners at that time as well. In total, foreigners committed approximately 70% of all violent robberies in Paris. And as RE/MAX News reported in June, a poll conducted for top French newspaper Le Figaro shows that nearly 3 out of 4 French people believe there are too many migrants in the country, with the poll results coming after the country accepted a record number of foreigners in 2022 under President Emmanuel Macron. And yet, somehow he keeps getting reelected. I wonder how that happens. The Forward reports that the Canadian Parliament gave a standing ovation last Friday to a 98-year-old immigrant from Ukraine who fought in a Third Reich military formation accused of war crimes. The elderly veteran, Yaroslav Hunka, was honored during a session in which President Zelensky of Ukraine addressed the lawmakers to thank them for their support since the Russian invasion, to thank them for supporting his country, saying Canada has always been on, quote, the bright side of history, end quote. The Speaker of the House of Commons, Anthony Rota, who had compared Zelensky to Winston Churchill, recognized a, quote, veteran from the Second World War who fought for Ukrainian independence against the Russians and continues to support the troops today, even at the age of 98, end quote. Well, as you've probably heard by now, the assembly then rose to applaud a man in a khaki uniform standing on the balcony who saluted. The man was identified as Hunka by the Associated Press, which published a photograph showing Zelensky smiling and raising a fist during the ovation. The AP caption described Hunka as having, quote, fought with the 1st Ukrainian Division in World War II before later immigrating to Canada, end quote. Well, folks, the 1st Ukrainian Division is another name for the 14th Waffen-Grenadier Division of the SS. That's the military wing of the Nazi Party. That's right. This is the same unit that is honored by controversial monuments in Canada and Australia. And as the Forward recently exposed, the suburbs of Philadelphia and Detroit, Jewish communities, have called for their removal. And many of you know, I have been warning about the new Nazis for a long time. That's why I wrote a book in 2015, 500 pages, called The Coming Religious Reich. Yeah, history is starting to repeat itself. President Zelensky has also a very interesting collection of ambassadors and spokespersons for the country of Ukraine. In fact, last week, we brought you the story of Sarah Ashton Krillo, a transgendered male Floridian and veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces who served as spokesperson for Ukraine's military. That's until he was ousted. Now, multiple news outlets have reported that Zelensky is recruiting Serbian artist Marina Abramovic to help rebuild schools in Ukraine. Abramovic, her latest show at the Royal Academy of Arts in London, well, it features two naked male models which attendees must pass by to enter the exhibit. One performance art piece is called Thomas Lips, and it saw her carving a pentagram into her stomach with a razor, which she has said was not a pentagram, but a five-pointed star. Her piece, Rhyme Zero, which premiered in 1974, saw her stand before an audience for 6 hours and allow them to do anything they wanted to her. She offered 72 objects that they could use, from a feather to a gun. And she stood in the gallery. She allowed herself to be assaulted, cut with razor blades, her clothes cut off of her, thorns stabbed into her stomach. One person actually picked up the gun and pointed it at her head. Many of her pieces, well, they have courted death. When she was 29, she undertook a performance where she burned her body and her hair by lying in the middle of a burning star shape. Quote, there was this one piece where I almost died lying in the burning star, end quote. That's what she told the New York Times in 2012. Adding, quote, my hair was burning. I was burned everywhere. In the morning, my grandmother was in the kitchen making breakfast. She saw me and thought she saw the pure devil and threw everything on the floor and ran away, end quote. She also held a dinner in which she had invited her friend, reportedly, Tony Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, who was running Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. We all remember that, right? He reportedly sent an email to Tony inviting him to what is called a spirit cooking dinner. Well, this behavior, well, it gained her accusations of Satanism and being, quote, part of a global pedophile ring, end quote. Well, she's also been accused of cannibalism. And this is who Zelensky, the so-called hero of Ukraine, wants to work with. More than 3 months into a failed counteroffensive, Ukraine has conquered only 0.25% of the territory controlled by the Russians. After 71,000 troop losses and over 500 tanks have been lost. That's after $110 billion in aid from America. Not much return on the dollar there, is it? This is only propelling more Ukrainian men to try to dodge the draft, as Kiev is now drafting the too young and the old, the infirm, and even women. The low morale of all of these Ukrainian soldiers who are already unwilling to see action has never been clearer. Sputnik reported, quote, Ukrainian draft dodgers dream. They dream up extreme ways to avoid the front line as the country is struggling to tackle low morale in the army, a UK newspaper has reported. As an example, the newspaper referenced a 20-year-old injured Ukrainian soldier who now says he will never come back to the front line due to his commander's indifferent attitude toward him, end quote. The soldier mentioned by the first name, Andriy, deserted from his unit after being discharged from the hospital, still with bullet fragments in his left shoulder. He was ordered to return to the front, but remains hidden in a refuge in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, where he vows to take the most extreme measures not to return to the front. Quote, I am absolutely ready to shoot myself in the leg rather than ever go back to the front, end quote. That's what he said. And he described himself as a, quote, contract soldier, end quote, and a, quote, professional, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. CNN's Abby Phillip learned on Friday evening why you don't try to challenge someone on air without having all the facts, especially if that someone is of a superior intellect. Phillip, well, has seen more screen time on CNN following the departure of Chris Licht, the liberal network's former CEO. And she's already making a name for herself, but not in a good way. Abby Phillip was one of those pushing the idea that the hit movie Sound of Freedom, well, it was actually meant to appeal to QAnon conspiracy theorists. That's what she was pushing. Here she is, abruptly and very awkwardly, ending an interview with Congressman Matt Gaetz after Gaetz called her out for misstating the facts. Watch this.
I should note that you did vote against the defense appropriations bill this week.
Abby, this is going to be a very embarrassing moment when the internet corrects you on this. I voted for the defense rule both times.
I stand corrected. Congressman, appreciate you joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Red State observed, quote, you have to love her ending the interview immediately. Given her statement, it appears she was trying to ask Gaetz another question before he dropped a real-time fact check on her. I guess she didn't want any more after that. It's likely that the rest of her interview notes centered on the idea that Gaetz voted against the rule and is somehow a hypocritical obstructionist. Once that was off the table, it was time for a commercial, end quote. Abby Phillip, well, I think she needs to go back to college and study journalism 101. Apparently she slept through that class, and I think she is completely incompetent. Maybe as incompetent as she is corrupt. That's my opinion. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported network. And you can do that a few ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. When you use that code, you get savings and we get credit. And it's a big part of our general operating budget. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. It's not too early to begin some Christmas shopping because some of these items, well, they're clearance. They're bringing in new styles. So some of these specials, well, they won't stay around forever. When they're gone, they're gone. So you might want to pick them up now because these are great products at inflation-busting prices. So buy them now, stick them away in a closet. They'll make great Christmas gifts, and you'll be, well, saving a lot of money. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. There you'll find out about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks with General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Rebecca Walzer, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Todd Bensman, Dr. Peter McCullough. What a lineup. Full details are available at WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. We just added in, as of last Friday night, Israeli military gas masks. These are gas masks that are also used by the civilians in Israel. And to our shock, we have moved now about 150-plus of these gas masks since Friday night, which tells me many in our audience understand the perilous times we're living in. Remember the train wreck in Ohio not too long ago? And all those poor people had to breathe in all those dangerous chemicals? Well, I have a train track about 3 miles from my house, and if there were such a spill, I would definitely want to get out of the area, but I don't want to get out of the area while I'm breathing in toxic fumes. Well, that's one reason. That's one of many reasons I want a gas mask for my family. And now you can do the same because we finally found a company to work with. You'll find those gas masks and all their information behind them at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.